Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent during the hottest part of the day, he looked up and noticed three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran to meet them and welcomed them, bowing low to the ground. "My lord," he said, "if it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree while water is brought to wash your feet. And since you've honored your servant with your visit, let me prepare some food to refresh you before you continue on your journey." "All right," they said, "do as you have said." So Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, "Hurry, get three large measures of your best flour, knead it into dough and bake some bread." Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a tender calf and gave it to his servant, who quickly prepared it. When the food was ready, Abraham took some yogurt and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. As they ate, Abraham waited on them in the shades of the tree. "Where is Sarah, your wife?" the visitors asked. "She's inside the tent," Abraham replied. Then one of them said, "I will return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was listening to this conversation from the tent. Abraham and Sarah were both very old by this time, and Sarah was long past the age of having children. So she laughed silently to herself and said, "How could a worn-out woman like me enjoy such a pleasure, especially when my master, my husband, is also so old?" 13. Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can an old woman like me have a baby?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." And may the Lord bless this word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Breathe upon this word. Bring it alive in every one of us in the name of Jesus. Quickly, before we sit down, we're going to read 21 and verse 1. Genesis 21, 1. Are we there? Want to go? "The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised." Let's have our seats. Praise the name of the Lord. And the title, like you may have guessed, is anything hard for God to do? Is anything hard for God to do? We just heard the choir minister to us about God's love, how huge, how deep, how wide. We can't get over it. God loves us so much. Jesus loves us so much. God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross at Calvary for you and I because of that love. That love that he has for us. That man will not perish. That we will not suffer. He went to that cross. He bore all that pain. Praise the name of the Lord. But yet, many Christians, we have concerns and questions upon questions about our future. We are continually asking about the future. We are continually talking to God. You know, God hears those quiet answer questions. The one you said and the one you didn't say. He hears everything. Just as they heard Sarah in that, something she didn't say out, God heard it. And it is not only in Nigeria or here. It's all over the world. God is receiving all these questions. Lord, what is it? When? Why? What? Praise the name of the Lord. And Abraham had been doing this right from when God called him from Bible in Genesis 12. When God said, "Abraham, leave your relatives, leave your country. Come, let's go. I'm taking you somewhere where I'm going to bless you." And God laid down several promises unto him about his future. And then he got to a point in time that Abraham didn't see these promises coming to pass. He could not comprehend. When God came again to him in Genesis 15, and God said to him, "Abraham, I have not forgotten what I said to you." In Genesis 15 and verse 1, sometime later the Lord spoke to Abraham in a vision and said to him, "Don't be afraid, Abraham, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." But Abraham replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all this, all your blessings, when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, and this is somebody that God had promised that you are going to be the father of nations." So of course, he was asking, Of what use? Why are you, what is this great reward for? These things that you've said to me, it doesn't look like it's going to come to pass. We tend to ask God those questions too. We tend not to know that God is almighty. He's Jehovah, who does things at the time that he has purposed to do those things. Not in our own time. Not when you ask him so many questions. Not when you complain and murmur. But God will do that which he has said he will do. As we saw in Genesis 21 verse 1. He said, and God did exactly what he said he had promised. He did exactly that. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of us are asking, what use is the money that you've given to me? For what? What use is this big house? What good are all these things? Some are married and asking, well, what use is this marriage? You still ask God, God who has blessed you, what good is this country? Of what good is this nation? Just because you have not seen or you are over anxious. Beloved, remember, we need to remind ourselves of some things contained in the scriptures. We need to ask ourselves, before we begin to put those questions to God, ask yourself these questions. Will God's words fall to the ground? Will God speak and not bring it to pass? Where do scriptures come from? We hear this in debates every day. Oh, no, those things are spoken by men. Praise the name of the Lord. Will God's word fall to the ground? Will it return to him void? Bible says that every word that God has spoken, not one, will return to him void, except it accomplishes that of which he has spoken it. We need to ask ourselves, can the Almighty God be trusted? Is the Bible just fabrication? Did God just, or did some man just say this? Things that we read in the Bible. We need to ask ourselves those questions before we begin to throw them back to God. Praise the name of the Lord. When we look at Numbers 23 and verse 19, Numbers 23, 19, Bible tells us, and is telling us, my brother and my sister, brethren, beloved, it says to us that God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23 and verse 19. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? This is God speaking. No matter what that promise, that situation is, believe it in your heart. Take it to heart again today. God is not a man. If he has spoken it, it's coming to pass. Praise the name of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 16, 2 Chronicles, I'm answering those questions that we've put before ourselves. You're pondering about those things. 2 Chronicles, beloved, you have come to receive assurance today about what God has promised to every one of us. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 8. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hands. Now, can God be relied on? God, when you rely on God, he delivers all those enemies into you. That is what God is saying in this place. God can be relied on. God is dependable. His words have integrity. He is not a man that he would lie. Can he be trusted? Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Can I trust God concerning those things that I've heard so many times, but I haven't yet seen them? God says to us, he says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. Our own understanding gets us nowhere. But we need to trust on God. We need to trust him. The same God yesterday is the same God today. He will be the same God tomorrow. Even after you and I, he will be the same God. He changeth not. He is God Almighty. He is God Almighty. Verse 146, Psalm 146 and verse 3. He is God Almighty. He will not change. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Praise the name of the Lord. Put not your trust, beloved. Don't trust man. Like mommy has been saying to us, she says it all the time. He says the best of a man is man. A man can change his mind. He can promise you today and tomorrow and say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, I promised it, but I'm sorry. I can't meet up. I can't meet up. That is the best of a man. But God has never at any point said to any of his children, I can't meet up. He didn't say to Abraham, oh, year one, year two, year three. No, but God had a plan. He never said, I can't meet up. No, God Almighty. Praise the name of the Lord. Habakkuk 2 and verse 2. These are the answers to our questions. You're asking and you're asking. You're asking and you're re-asking. And God is listening. The quiet questions. The unspoken words. The one that you said in your closet, in your room. But I've waited and waited for this thing. I have not seen it. Has God forgotten? Perhaps he can't remember. Praise the name of the Lord. Will God forget his own? Habakkuk 2, he says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. That promise will surely come. Amen. It will not tarry. Praise the name of the Lord. So when we ask all these questions, all the scriptures, Bible makes us to know in 2 Timothy, it said all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So God didn't just put these words there. They're not just mere words, just to make us feel good, but they are things that he meant and he still means. Praise the name of the Lord. So whether we have seen those things, we have not seen those things, irrelevant. Particularly as we come close to the end of the year, this is November 24th. Beloved, do not get weary. Some blessings have been received. Some are about to be delivered. God is packaging. Amen. Beloved, God is packaging. Amen. Package. Are you receiving? Some people are receiving packages. Praise the name of the Lord. And like Abraham, God was packaging something for him. Praise the name of the Lord. And as they were asking those questions, I'm sure that God was smiling. And this one, they don't know what I'm packaging. I'm not packaging just small blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not just small blessing. If it were a small blessing, then it would take maybe one day. God would have just done it. But God was packaging something for his children. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, it takes a very short time. If you want to build a bungalow, maybe some people can build bungalow in one week. Three-bedroom bungalow. 1 week. It's a house. But then when you want a skyscraper, it takes some time. It takes some time. Beloved, it takes time. I don't know how many months or years. It takes time. If they go deep down, praise the name of the Lord. Beloved, Like scripture tells us that the remnant that were left in Israel, he said they would go down deep. Their roots will go down deep. That which God has promised us is a deep down blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. Like you ministered it today. The love of God is deep down. It's not a shallow kind of love. It's something deep, deep down for generations to come. Praise the name of the Lord. Know that your physical condition, you know, Sarah looked at herself and she said some things while she was in the kitchen. And she said some things. Will an old woman like me? She looked at her physical condition. So she laughed silently to herself and said, how could a worn-out woman? She called herself a worn-out woman. God didn't look at her as worn-out. God is not looking at any of us as worn-out. God sees us as beautiful, fearfully, wonderfully made. We are not worn-out. He says, would somebody worn-out like me? Another version says, stricken. Stricken says, incapable, unfit. God has not regarded and is not regarding any of us as unfit or incapable of those blessings. Praise the name of the Lord. And we must not label ourselves as such. So the conditions of our lives, whether physical or otherwise, will not change God's mind about the things that he has said that he will do in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. It's for us to focus all our energies, every energy that you have, focus all your energies on things that are really important. And what are those things that are important? Our relationship with God. Our service unto God. We mustn't shift our focus. We mustn't look to the left and look to the right and see, oh, is this one is so and so, and that person has so and so. No. You focus your energy, your everything on God. As Abraham did, his service, full service, was with God. Now, if you read further in Genesis, after Abraham had the promise, his son. Now, something struck me. In Genesis 26, God said to Isaac, when Isaac was having issues, and God said to Isaac, he said, I will do this thing in your life because Abraham believed me and he obeyed me. Praise the name of the Lord. So our energies should be on obedience. While we are waiting on God for the things that we are waiting for him for. Because God is looking at those days, the days before the promise appear. What did you do? What were you doing? What is your record like in heaven before God? God is looking at all those things, which was what he went later in the years to tell Isaac. Isaac, I'm not doing this thing because of you. I'm doing it because your father obeyed me. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is looking at our obedience and the things that we are doing during this time. It is so important, beloved. Now, whatever delay it is that we may seem to be experiencing, beloved, believe that it is for a good cause. God is a good God. He's not an evil God. Our God is a good God. Praise the name of the Lord. And all the time, he's good. God is packaging for a good reason. Now, God wanted to give Abraham what? He said, I would make you a father of nations. Do we see that nation today? Many years, he said it's thousands and thousands of years ago. Is the nation of Israel not standing till today? Praise the name of the Lord. When we look in the Bible again, we see somebody like Hannah. She experienced delay. But God was going to give her a prophet. a prophet, one of the greatest of our time, of their time. And we read about that prophet today. Praise the name of the Lord. It wasn't just an anyhow blessing. It wasn't an anyhow blessing. It's so that that prophet would come. And then we look at Elizabeth. At the time, you would wonder that Elizabeth was delaying. Yes, it had to be so because Jesus Christ was about to come. And then he needed somebody to come just before Jesus Christ. That was the plan. John the Baptist was meant to come just before our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. He couldn't have come in another century. It had to be that time. And God was looking at who? He went to the house of the priests, Zechariah and Elizabeth, that, oh, okay, these people have been faithful. They're the ones who will birth the forerunner to our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So a lot of us are asking, and we keep asking. It's good to ask. God is even listening to the thought of your heart when you have not formed those questions. But you're thinking your thoughts. God is hearing those things. Praise the name of the Lord. God's love is too deep. It's too deep. And he has said that I won't leave my children. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. One of the promises of God. He will never leave us. He will never forsake. So he's there guiding us. He's there reassuring us like a father would, like a parent would. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is so good. All those many questions, voiced, unvoiced, beloved, the reason why we need to focus our energies upon God is so that the enemy will not creep in to steal those blessings that God has promised. Praise the name of the Lord. He has promised us something that would outlive us. Praise the name of the Lord. A blessing that would outlive, a generational blessing. Generational is what God promised Abraham. His generation. After you, you'll be remembering that, oh, because of my father. You know that we hear so many families. It's not because of what the children did or are doing, but because what their parents did many, many, many years ago. That is what they're enjoying now, which is what Isaac enjoyed. You know, Isaac was involved in so many things. But God remembered and said, I made this promise. I am God, I change not. I am God, I will not take back that which I have said because of this one mistake. No, God still brought those things to pass in the life of Isaac. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that God wants somebody to hear this message today. You know, because when I was preparing and I was saying, God, is this really what you want me to share? I took my phone to look at a scripture, to look at a place. And as I opened my phone, what popped up convinced me that God wanted this assurance for today. That is there anything too hard for God to do? The testimony of a woman in Abuja was what popped up in my phone. And the caption caught my eyes. And it said, woman delivers quintuplet after 16 years of marriage. This November. Sometime like last week. After 16 years. And I started reading this. So I said, oh God, yeah. Is anything too hard for you? You're the one who did this one. And you want it revealed in our own time. And the woman said, she'd been married in 2003. Never got pregnant. Never had a miscarriage. But she still waited. Is anything too hard for God to do? Now, God has given her 3 boys and 2 girls all at the same time. And of course, the man said, we don't want any more children. And I was saying, my man, hey, try again. Maybe you have, you will have 6. And they had these children. It was not IVF. It's not an IVF. No. Never got pregnant. No miscarriage. No IVF. Because the woman said, I sell used plastic bottles. And my husband manages a small chemist. So where is IVF coming from? She's selling plastic bottle. Used plastic bottle. Praise the name of the Lord. So I said, God, is anything too hard? Nothing is too hard for God to do. 5 at once. Beloved, is anything too hard for God to do? We should hold on to God. 16 years, not easy. We have our own testimony in the house. 19 years, not easy. And it was as if God really, and I kept on, the things that were coming up in my phone. And again, another one came. And it said, why men should not divorce their wives? And was talking about if they don't have children. He said, it's not anybody's fault. I did not search for these things. I held my phone and those things were coming. So the message was coming to me myself. Is anything too hard for God to do? Is anything too hard for God to do? Beloved, God wants to come in a big way. Like a quintuplet way. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Receive it if you can. Praise the name of the Lord. Receive it. That is how God wants to come. Big. But he wants you to wait upon him. He wants you to stay. 16 years will not be easy. 19 years. 25 years. That was Abraham's waiting period. 25. He waited for 25 years before God gave him Isaac. Same thing is happening in our own time. Can you wait upon God for him to come big, to package you? Beloved, God has not forgotten any one of us. That is my belief. He has not forgotten any one of us. Any one of us. He wants to come big. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Bible says to us again, it says, none shall be barren. None. It's the word of God. We need to hold on to your Bible. Because that is what will comfort you. It's God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And this is the word that will comfort you. So it's good that we know this word. It's good that you know where to search. Every issue of life, mommy preached about that 2 weeks ago or so. He says, issues of life. There are issues of life, beloved. Everybody has their own issues. Everybody. I have issues. You also would have. If it's not you particularly, somebody that you know, your parents, your brother or whatever, have issues. Everybody. There are issues. Oh, it might just be in different perspective or different levels. Everybody has. Once a child is born, he has issues. Issue to eat, what to wear is issue. Issue is issue. Hey, praise the name of the Lord. Sleep na issue. Praise the name of the Lord. To go to school is issue. They go to school, they are facing their friends, some are bullying them, some are afraid. I don't want to go, my teacher, I don't like, issue. But then, when you teach your children the word of God, begin to teach them that, oh look, there's nothing that you're experiencing. Children of God have experienced it. They have gone through it. Daniel went through it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their children, they went through issues. But what word, what legacy are we giving to our children? What are we teaching them? What are we telling them? What issues are we teaching these children? We've seen all sort of things in social media. I don't want to name those people. Beloved, what are we living? What are we giving our children? What are we telling them? When it's difficult or when you have issues, fight your way out of it. Destroy property out of it. Destroy lives out of it. No. We must begin to teach our children the way of the Lord. Bible says, I and the children that you have given unto me, we will serve God. And serve God has to do with knowing even his word and how to serve him. Praise the name of the Lord. Bringing our children up in the way of the Lord. Is anything too hard? No. But we must come to God. We must come back to God. We must come back to this God. We don't have any other way. We don't have any other God. I don't have any other way. I don't know any other God. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must come back to him and talk to him. How do we talk to God? We must increase our conversation with God through prayer. That is it. Your chat. Let your chat, those chats, you know, we know that a lot of us, we know how to chat. That chat thing, I can't understand. Chat on phone. Chat with God. Yeah, let it be our per minute or chat with God. When you sit down, you know, there's so many things. If you let, don't let yourself be carried away by technology, by recent happenings. You know, we love to read all those things. Things that waste time. They really waste time. People are putting things on, you know, the day that I knew that if you check something, it's adding to the person's, I don't know what they call it. It's adding to their own. I stopped checking all those things. I don't check. Why am I checking? Then the person is receiving credit for it. I don't have the time. 1 million people check. No, we'll follow. Let me be following God. You know, we need to, why haven't they created charts of something in the Bible or something? I don't know how they develop these things. But they develop all those ones. Who wore this shoe? Who wore this dress? Who wore this scarf? Who wore this something? At the end of the day, how does it benefit us? Our energies are being deployed into wrong things. At the end of the day, what do you gain? We don't gain much. Or maybe you don't gain anything at all. So let our conversation, have more conversations with God. Wake up in the morning and converse with God. Talk to God. Take your Bible and read it. And do 1 minute to 20 minutes chat. God, this is usual today. Form your own chat group. Have a group and all you are exchanging ideas about how to improve your Christian life and all that. Have a prayer group. Have more. If you don't have it, join one prayer group. Let people begin to join prayer groups. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody sent me something during the week about prayer. About how some other people pray 5 times, some people pray. That Christians, we also need to be praying. Pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening, pray in the night. Pray. Not that when they call for prayer, you say, that's why I'm tired. No, don't be tired. Develop that energy. Anytime you come, they're having a prayer, go and join them. Pray. It's conversation with God. It's talking to God. It's reminding God. God said, remind me concerning those things. You are reminding God that, God, it is not too hard for you. You are even telling him, God, this thing is not too hard. You are Almighty God now. You are the Almighty. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You can do this thing. These ones are little things for you to do. So we need to have more conversations, more prayer time with God. And continue to talk to God. Continue. Don't run away. God cannot be mocked. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't run away, but run to God. That no matter what it is, let them see. People would say all manner of things. It doesn't matter. They said many things about Abraham. Today, they are saying otherwise. Don't feel no shame in serving God. Be confident. Mommy was teaching us the other day. Be confident of who you are. as a child of God. Your pastor gave me one tip many years ago. And he would say that when people tell you something, say, I'm a tool in the hand of God. And you, that thing, you know, pastor has that. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, no, if anybody asks you this, they say, I'm a tool in God is using me to do this. So you've given the enemy a black eye. We are tools in the hand of the Almighty God. And God is packaging every one of us for something great and something big. Praise the name of the Lord. God will package you in the name of Jesus. In a big way. The whole world will know about you and your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, that is what I've come to share with us today. That our God, there's nothing at all that is hard for God to do. Like the angels came to Abraham. I believe that there are angels here. We don't see them. They are invincible. And they are listening to the thoughts of your heart. There's nothing too hard for our God to do. Praise the name of the Lord. That issue, whatever the issue is not hard for God to do. And God will come up. You will come here to testify in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have heard this message. Beloved, we are going to pray. Just one prayer before the children come. Praise the Lord. We want to pray for any barren and every barren situation to receive life. Anything, you know what that area is. Any barren area of my life. Shall we stand to our feet for just a few minutes as we pray that prayer? Anything that is barren. Bible has said, none shall be barren. Begin to tell God, is there anything, any barren situation? Let it receive life today in the name of Jesus. My Father, answer me by fire. I command every barren situation, every barren issue of my life. Receive life from God today in the name of Jesus. Receive life. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Bible has said, I shall not be barren. Nothing will be barren in me. No situation is barren. Nothing about me is barren. I will be fruitful. I will increase and multiply in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I receive the life of God. I receive the life of God into my physical body. I receive the life of God into every situation of my life, the work of my hand. I receive the life of God in the name of Jesus. In my home, I receive the life of God. Over my children, I receive the life of God. Anywhere I go, whatever I'm doing shall prosper. I receive the life of God over my business in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the life of God every day that I wake up. I command life. Life, anything that was dead, begin to come alive. Anything that seemed dead, come alive. Come alive in the name of Jesus. In this ministry, anything that seemed dead, that appeared dead, come alive in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it begin to come alive. Every situation that was not working, come alive. I declare, I decree, come alive in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, let's begin to thank God. Thank God for life. Thank God for life anew. Thank God for mercies afresh. Thank God for open doors. Thank God that nothing is too hard. Nothing is impossible with our God. And with our hands, we shall handle those things that the Lord has promised to us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we invite the children.